Wednesday night, because I have to say, I never saw a ksuba written by an artist that didn't have at least one mistake in it. So by the couple, what? You had a check? Tonight there was some serious mistake in it. They had a, under the chuppah, they had another ksuba with them.
Most people have. In Israel you have to, and there's one that goes to the Rabbanu. They keep one on file, and you take one. So you have to what? You have to have two. Well, you're not allowed to have two ksubas. Right, it has to be one of the ksubas and one is just like... You have to make a parcel somehow. Well, they make a fax. They accept the fax. No, not a fax. I mean a zeros.
They don't accept the zeros. Why did you make two ksubas?
That's what happened.
And to do is the woman can collect one, but she can collect again.
But to demand of a husband that he can make two ksubas,
okay, he can make a puzzle.
They use that also as a, it helps with situations like the ksubas lost. If your ksuba gets lost, then you can't give it your wife.
You're not supposed to have two ksubas. It's much easier, I'm sure it's ten times easier to get a ksuba de irkasa than it is to go to the rabbanu and get your ksuba from them if you lose your ksuba. There's a ksuba de irkasa you get.
No, but I'm saying, go get it. If you lost yours, I think you can, I don't know the procedure, but I think there's a...
In halacha, you're not supposed to make two ksubas. You're not supposed to make two ksubas.
No, I know. They have some mechanism in place. I don't know what it is.
Okay.
All the weddings in Israel.
And what happens if a person makes an artist ksuba?
That's what I have.
So what did you get the rabbanu?
The second one is
when did you fill that out? Second one.
Before the chuppah, like at the hall, where the... I think it's been a while.
Sounds familiar.
I guess I'm in the minority of people that got married here, but there must be other people here that got married in Israel. You got married in Israel?
What are you trying to do? Okay, so they must have, maybe they tell you to make a post look soon.
I don't remember.
What? Okay, let's learn the Tosfos again. Maybe that's why they had a printed ksuba with them.
Right.
Well, it's a good thing.
Well, definitely the one from you was not the puzzle one.
Okay, Tosfos Shita is that of the Chunya ben Akana is Patas B'Shogeg also, meaning Patas the moment. The din of Kamei B'Drabi B'nei, even B'Shogeg. And therefore, the Shita Som, they brought a raya from the Mishnah of Eichel Trumas Chomets B'Pesach. The B'shoigeg, you pay a Karen B'chaymish. If you eat Trumas Chomets for Pesach B'shoigeg. So why? So they brought a raya because since Goli Rachmona, that if you eat Truma B'shoigeg, you pay. And Tosfos Shita say hold that really you shouldn't pay if you eat Truma B'shoigeg. It should always carry the Ptur of Kamli B'drabah Minei because of showing again of Bishamidei Shemayim. So there's a Goli Rachmona that you don't say Kamli B'drabah Minei. So you see from that din that when you have, so you say Kivin the Goli Rachmona that you don't say Kamli B'drabah Minei by the Tashlumen of Truma B'shogeg, so you don't say it even when it tries to be exempt because of a kares of Pesach, right? Truma, you say given the Goli Rachmona Gol. Then Tosfos says Sakasha. It says Oichel Trumas Hekdesh b'Moed Lo Moal according to the Chunya ben Akana. If you do say Kamli B'drabah Minei, now according to Rabbi, if Mila b'mezid is misa b'day shemayim, So you lechayre should have the same dynamic, the same cheshbon. So that means when the Torah says for mila b'shoyge, you have to pay. You have to pay for mila b'shoyge. The Torah says at the end of Vayikra, you have to pay keren v'chaymish for mila b'shoyge.
What is truma b'mezid?
Truma b'mezid is mitzvah de shemayim, the Gemara says.
Is there tashlum in asa?
Truma b'mezid. Lechayre there's no pasuk. There's no pasuk. That's what our Gemara talks about. When he picked, many times you'll have the chiyuv moment coming before the chiyuv misa. Right? But here we're not talking about. In other words, there's no pasuk that hazed betruma you pay. The Gemara assumes you would pay, like you're a ganav. The Gemara assumes you're talking about if you took it from a kohen. So you have to pay. The Gemara assumes you would pay, and the Gemara wants to know, well, would there be kamli bedrabamine or not? So there's different cases. If kfar is chayiv b'gneiva, but there's no pasuk. It's b'shogeg that you have the psukim. So psukim negate the protection of kamli b'drabamine, so to speak, the protection. The psukim negate the din of kamli b'drabamine by mitzvah b'dei shemayim, or mitzvah b'dei shemayim. So Taisu says, just like I have a Gemara that by truma. We say Hoyel v'Goli Rachmana. That there's no din kamli b'drabamine. And Tosis is talking l'shita soy, because it would apply b'shegig also. So just like we don't say kamli b'drabamine there, and we extrapolate and say that therefore even when he does it on Pesach and this chorus, still you don't say kamli b'drabamine, and that's why it says in the Mishnah. Ha'oichel trumas chomet for Pesach b'shoigig. Mechalim keren v'chaymish, and we don't care that he got kores on Pesach.
But why would he have to pay anything back anyway? If chomet's on Pesach, there's health care.
Because, it's a very good question. The answer is that truma, the payment of truma b'shoigig is not dependent on monetary value. Just like you see, you don't pay money. The din is to replace the truma with other fruit, other produce of your own.
So he would obviously then have to do that after Pesach, because then he couldn't get anything to give, or else.
Unless you say he can give wheat. He doesn't have to give chametz, maybe. He can give wheat, if it's wheat. But you're right. But the fact that the Torah doesn't allow you to pay back money, even it demands it pays this back, so.
Whether truma is normally not kashrume truma and truma normal truma is a din mamas for the many rabbeinu chaim.
What do you mean a din moment?
What?
I don't know what you mean a din moment. The din to give it to a kohen is a moment of stikachiyuv.
It's a suffix of kula.
Okay.
It's
we're going to learn later in Tosfos. Tosfos will be talking about if there's a kapora, if the kapora is the hafrosha, if the kapora is the mesina.
No, that's tashumet. That's tashumet. He's talking about just a straight, normal tumor thing.
Well, there's a machlokes, I think Ramban and Rambam, if it's one mitzvah or two mitzvahs, hafrosha and mesina, whether it's one or two mitzvahs. You're talking about the Ran and the Darm of Zion. That doesn't talk about truma. There's a machlokes rishonim by tztaka and like a chikopeya.
Even in our toast, it brings a rise to the pool. It's a din moment. Normal truma, according to Reb Chaim, is a din moment.
The din asina is a din moment. The frasha can't be, it's not a din moment. Frasha is a din moment.
Normal, not
our case. Yeah, that the hafrosh would be a din moment. I mean, the fact that it's tevel, you have to be mafresh. That's if okay, good.
All right.
Wait, I'm sorry. There's no question that suffek tevel is usur, and you don't treat it like a moment is like a shayla. You treat it like an isur shayla. Right? You agree?
Yes.
Suffek tevel, you certainly don't treat like a question of mominus.
Yes, once it's mafresh, it's a suffek akula.
Oh, as I said, the hafrosh is certainly not a din moment.
Is there a din moment?
On the hafrasha,
does anyone say that, that if you have a suffix, if you are mafresh truma, you don't have to be mafresh be suffix because it's a din moment and moment be suffix you don't have to do?
Yeah. Matnas kahuna, like a suffix before.
Matnas kahuna, because there's no isser involved. That's
no,
all, that's only moment.
Isser, giza, and.
But the behemoth's not also, there's no tether.
Exactly, so that's suffix before, it's mamanas. It's mostly mamun rabariah.
By
matin mamun.
By matin skuna, not by truma. Not by truma. By other matin skuna. You're talking about racist hagays, zroyal achayayim and keva. That's matin skuna. Yeah, not truma. Okay, not truma. We're talking about truma. The hafrash of truma is certainly not a din mamun. Right? Right?
According to the Maskanatosis, we know, of course.
The hafroshes is to be moitzi from the isur tevel. That's certainly an inyan isur.
But once he mafresh, it's already the moment.
Excellent, right. And the moment I shave it, and you have to give it to the kohen, and that's a din moment.
And then the sin is.
But that's not.
Then the sin is a tear for ba'alma. It's just a mitzvah ba'alma fish for tear for.
Right.
So the hafroshes is a din moment. When it's tevel, it's isur.
Not the. You keep.
So why is
the hafrasha is not. The nesina is. There's hafrasha. Hafrasha doesn't mean nesina. Hafrasha means you mafresh.
But as soon as you mafresh
it. As soon as you mafresh it, it is mafresh. But the din to be mafresh it is not a momonos imperative. It's an isur v'heter imperative. It's very important to understand. It's not a momonos imperative. It's not like the Torah demanded you give a gift to the kohen. And it's tevel till you do, and it's not treated like mamon. Certainly, the hafrosha of tevel, the hafrosha, and the making of truma to take away the isur tevel is certainly a isur question, not a mamon question.
If he's mafresh,
once he's mafresh, then it's mamon. Right. There happens to be a very fascinating machlekes rishonim in the Dorim of Zion. Where there is a whole list of momonos mitzvahs. They're mitzvahs, but they have to do with momon. And the machlokes rishonim, if you say sofik l'kulo, sofik l'chumra, and toys without zayin. Staka, for example, staka, it's a raya from Matnas Kuna, it's a long toys with rayas back and forth both ways. Okay. So let's move along. So Toysus has a kasha. Toysus has established a principle of keeping the goli rachmona, so even the kores of Pesach doesn't affect kamli b'drabba minei. So Toysus says, why don't you say the exact same dynamic by Me'ila, by Hektus, right? It's confusing a little to Toysus because there happens to be a common denominator. Because you're talking about Me'ila, which is B'shoigig, and you pay a Karen B'chaymish. And it's Dafka Shoigig, and if you do it B'mezah, there's no Din Me'ila. Although you might have to pay back Hektish, it depends on Kamli B'Grava Minei, because it's Mitzvah Dei Shemayim. And by Hektish...
Hektish?
Truma. I'm sorry, but by Truma is also the same dynamic that you have B'shoigig, and the B'mezah is better, but B'mezah is Mitzvah Dei Shemayim, so B'shoigig counts as two Tiferet HaKosud. So maybe even if you do it on Pesach, it's not going to be affected by the chorus of Pesach. So that's Tosfos Kasha. Now the Rash in Trumos, the Rash, it's in the back of the Gemara of Mishnayos, Zroim with Rash and Rambam. So the Rash answers Tosfos Kasha. He says it's talking about that the Chometz over there, when it says Oichel Trumos Chometz for Pesach. B'shoigig b'shalom kerem b'chaymish. I'm sorry, the hektish Gemara. The hektish oichol trumas hektish moya loymal according to the Chodim Anakona is talking about that the chametz was eaten b'mezit. The hektish was b'shoigig, but the chametz was b'mezit. So you don't say goli rachmana to protect you from kores. You say goli rachmana that you're protected from kamli b'drabim from another shogeg. say, just like you're protected from the shogeg of, let's say, Me'ilah, so you're protected from the shogeg of Chametz from Pesach. But if you would turn around and do it b'mezid, if the truma, if the Chametz from Pesach would be mezid, then you certainly would have no protection. That's what the Rosh says. You don't say goli from shogeg to mezid. So the Mishnah about Me'ilah, that loy mo'al according to the Chunya ben Akana, is talking about you were amazed with the Pesach. Hashem gain, the truma's chomet of Pesach, it's talking about you were shogeg b'shteihen. Right, so you say goli. So you have the svar of goli.
So the first one has to be b'mezid.
Now that's the Rash. Yeah, that's the Rash. Now, the question is as follows. How can you argue with the Rash? B'chayu the Rash is a b'feirish in Gemara. Because the Gemara says if you're mezid by truma, you do have to pay. Right? Because the Gemara's whole sugya about it is when you incurred the chiyuv b'mezid and when you incurred the chiyuv vis-a-vis shemayim. So the Rosh Hashvara is l'chayra enough on a Gemara. How can Tosfos not say the Rosh? Like, how can you argue with it? It's a very shi Gemara that hazed betruma is going to be a din coming b'gavamine because of the hazed, the misvedesh mayim of the truma that you did b'mezid. So the answer is not no. By truma, of course, there's a chilek because mezid is a different type of payment. The payment of shogeg by truma is a keren v'chaimish, and by mezid it's only you pay, and you can't pay money, right? You have to pay davka payers. You're replacing. You're in replacement mode. By mezid you don't have any of that. By mezid you can pay back money. So certainly you don't say that. What? No chomesh, and you can pay money.
Not even like a neva. A regular ganav is chumash, right?
No.
No? A regular stone ganav, if he gets caught right
here. Kefil, not chumash.
Kefil.
But that's only that's a ganav pays kefil. No. But that's a knas. Yeah.
Right. Sorry.
Oh, so that's for sure. You can't extrapolate from the shogeg of truma that the Torah said you have to pay and say the Torah is going to protect you in a case of mezid of truma. Nobody would say that. The Rosh is talking about you're sticking with the shogeg of Me'ilah, of Me'il. You're just talking about you're mezid because of the kares of Pesach. So there, maybe you don't say, so that's the Rosh's chiddush, that you don't say goli from shogeg to mezid when the tashlumen is the same. Here the tashlumen is different. Shogeg of truma to mezid of truma is a different type of tashlumen. It's a different sug. So you can't say hoyel the goli rachmona goli. Of course you're not going to say it. You're not going to say it. The Torah patted you b'shoyeg, it patted you b'mezid. You're talking about a totally different mode of repayment.
It's logical. Because by misi b'dei shemayim b'mezid, the kapara is the misi b'dei shemayim.
The what?
The kapara. By mezid. Achilas truma b'mezid.
Yeah.
The kapara.
Oh, kapara.
Is misi b'dei shemayim. Right. Whereas by shogeg, the
it's kapara,
yes.
So that's okay. What is Tosfos Teretz this kasha? How could oichel trumas chometz the Pesach? Wait. Right. So Tosfos says his yesod is wrong. There's no din of holy v'goli. That the payment of tashlumen, the payment of truma, b'shogeg, is unique. And the reason Kamli B'drabamine never affects it is not because of the swara hoyel v'goli rachmana. So goli, even when there's another courage coming down the pike. But rather, what's unique is tashlumen of truma b'shoigeg, when you ate truma b'shoigeg. It's a kapora, Tosfos says. It's like a korban. It's a mechaper. And as a kapora, you don't say, come let me drop me name.
Does the person's intent have anything, could it have anything to do with this? Because basically,
his intention.
Right. Well, his intention was to eat the truma. And he had to steal it to get it, but his intention was to eat it. Wouldn't that sort of turn around and say initially it was b'mezid to begin with, as opposed to b'shogeg?
Right. I mean, whether he's b'shogeg or b'mezid is the reality. We find out if he's shogeg or b'mezid. I'm not sure. Shogeg or b'mezid is totally in what is in his mind at the time. If he means to violate the yesser, if he knows what he's doing and he knows it's osur, that's b'mezid. Shogeg is either he didn't know it was truma or he forgot it was osur. So Tosfos says it's a kapara, and that's why it's immune from komli b'drabamidei. And Tosfos means m'shenkein oil b'heknish would not be that way. The Rosh and Trumas argues. And Tosfos says, what's Tosfos' raya? It's a kapara, because the kohen can't be meichel, and you have to pay it even if you do it to yourself. Right, even if you eat your own truma. So the Rosh and Trumas says that if a raya can be it doesn't have to be a kapara. Kapara means it's still a din moment. The Rashi says it's still a din moment. He can't pay. I the kohen can't be meichel, so there's a din that he's not the balabos. He's not the balabos over this payment. But about it's a moment to stick a payment. You can say, okay, it's not big enough to mean it. But that's what the Rashi says. The Tosfos is when he says it's. He says it's possible. It's like Boman HaShevet. Here, even if it's still from a private individual, but maybe there's a certain kedusha associated with it, so Hashem wants you to replace it. But it's a replacement, it's not a payment. And you don't go with monetary value. Okay. So let's see Tosfos inside. Tosfos says it's a kapara. It's not a monetary obligation at all. It's like you're bringing a carbon. It's like you're offering this. So just this subtlety that the Rash holds, it's an Indian of Mominus, but then the kind is not the Baldover. And that's why he can't be Michael. Because you have to be. Okay. Mishum the Wahabi Momin ala Kapora. Another Raya of Tosfos is Vafilo Echel Kuno Satsmo. Long goes on midi. Right, that's certainly Michelle and Kapora we asked why behind this Lakoyan. Lakakla Shah come with Abim and they'll fight me Kapora. Abu Kerim Machim is a hectish, and it was a Kapora, and some moments and goes all hectish. The time of other time of Agnes and Kohanish and Usav of Lodim of Lachim Chosa. They got mixed up at birth at a young age, and now one's the Kohen, one's the Bas Kohen, one's the Kohen of Ben. So there's a whole series of steps you take how they should live their lives. Either a Kayan or a guy. Famai Kiva the Kapara who Lakhaibim is something. Why do we exempt them from paying the Chaimish? Why don't they have to join in for the Chaimish?
If it's a Kapara, it should be something with Chum.
Yeah. Now, Tosfos.
By the way, we Like him with the Rabbin today.
Yeah.
It's not Yotz B'Day Shemayim, correct?
You are Mechayiv Lassus B'Day Shemayim.
It's Chayiv B'Day Shemayim.
That's what it says about Metzia.
Oh, okay. That's a very important... Okay.
And so they went to Shul Arish Nabi and Zayin Lacher and the Baku and Malchal Betrum and Shalom Karim B'chaymish. So B'chaymish is being treated like Mominus. And you say, so they go by the Lekula. So he says, oh my, keep the Kapur in there and the Chayim in the Sofay. You should remember the Baal Yitzvich and the Hafrish. That's where your Kapur comes in. And we'll ain't noise on the Koyim, the Nesina. So there you can be governed by a different set of rules to give it to the Koyim.
So inachinami, but lamaisa, why is it not kima bedrami on the mamonistika part of the din? Part of the din sina is mama. So why isn't it kima bedrami and rabbi the mama?
By truma.
Yes. It's partially a kapara.
In which case?
In the case of Truma, Chametz, Chametz, Truma, Truma, Chametz, and he wants to say that the Tosfos says that the Hafrasha is a Din Kapara, but the Nesina, he proves
maybe
that
the Mochok is a Din Mamas. Maybe you don't have to give it to the Kohen. Maybe in the Chanami you don't have to.
You should give it to Rami?
Yeah.
Not, you can call someone to say for somewhere. I mean, so why do we say that that's a din
of Kimle
Drabi? It is and it's not.
It's not fresh.
You said it, but the Mike said that's a big difference. I mean, those, we say the din is Mishalim. Mishalim sounds like hey. It sounds like you do have to give it to the Kohen.
You could say Eino Mishalim is used to be Mafri. That's different than saying Mishalim is the only used to be Mafrish.
The whole day in a coin yachal limchol, I don't know if it's a Mafrish. I'm a lachish if it's yachal limchol. I think I'm a Hanami, but you're objecting to that.
Okay.
because there wasn't enough people, so he just said, anybody have any questions? So we talked about stuff we were talking about a few days ago.
Well, I left 3 hours early to be back here on time, but I got caught in a traffic jam outside of Beersheba getting back from the Air Force graduation. I thought I had given myself enough time.
How are you there?
Air Force graduation. I had some friends there.
That's what I'm asking. Relatives, or you just wanted to see?
Just some friends, and you know, wanted to see some of the stuff there. Wanted to see if I could get a ride.
The Air Force Museum in Beersheba is phenomenal. Right. I've taken my family a couple times. I love it. It's nice to not, you know, when you go to a museum, you're just stuck in a building looking at a lot of these little things, and occasionally there's something huge in the middle of the
floor. Yeah, yeah.
But Beersheba, it's like, the museum is mostly outdoors. It's just like a parking lot full of planes they use in different wars.
If you ever get into D.C. and you go back to the States, go to D.C., go to the Air and Space Museum.
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
There a couple times.
Got the USS Enterprise hanging in the middle.
Actually, at a bar mitzvah on the Intrepid. A friend of mine's father likes swimming and money, and decided to combine his kid's bar mitzvah with like a great business opportunity. So he had like all his business, you know, contacts there also.
Heavy artillery. It's like an encyclopedia.
We did see a couple of an answer somewhere.
Yeah, wait, okay. Here it is, okay.
Yakov Astrakash. That's where I saw it. I forgot the room.
Okay. So the Beis Yaakov answered that the dinner seen on the Koyim after you are mafrish tashlumei truma is not momentous. It's like just a mitzvah to give it to the Koyim. Come with your rabbi, he doesn't pop you from a mitzvah. It's probably just from an obligation, not from a mitzvah obligation. Okay?
That's like the kind of thing that's listed in Dharma.
Wait. Okay, there's a few terutz, and maybe we'll see them tomorrow night.
Rob, I want to say that the reason it's interesting to me also is because I feel that the terutz will lead into a svara of why it is that it should not be shaykh by kapara. Why Kimlei Rhyme is not shaykh by kapara?
If something, look, everything's kapara, you know. If something's essentially kapara, when we say something's essentially kapara, we mean that it's not an onish, even though, like, every onish is a kapara. If something's kapara, it's like a karma. Like, it's not viewed as an onesh. It's the Torah gave him an opportunity to rectify. So you don't say coming.
But I feel like if he's rectifying a giant thing,
I'm saying is even though Misa is a kapara, but we don't treat it as something that's essentially a kapara. Kapara is like its effect. But when the Torah said, give him misa. It was saying punish him. It wasn't saying give him a kapara for being mechal Shabbos. It might have that effect.
Might have that effect.
But there's a concept called onesh. So it's a couple of them, they work by onesh.
Many great
chachamim. But when the Torah said,
there is no concept of onesh.
What?
Many great chachamim say there is no concept of onesh. It's all a kapara tikkun.
But that's on a philosophical level. But certainly, you know, like we say by chayvei chatos, Beis Din doesn't force him to bring a korban. This is a kapara. So he'll for sure do it on his own, so we don't have to force him to do it. But obviously, you're not going to say that thing by an onesh. The Beis Din has to punish a guy.
The Gemara says you don't by Beis Din. There's a place where, I don't remember that, not getting Mrs. Beis Din is a chumrah in certain places. Because it's so chumrah that won't be a kapara. Won't be mechabra. I'm sorry.
That's the beginning of Makos.
It's in Makos. Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Golos is a kapara for shogeg, but Mrs. Beis Din is not discussed as essentially a kapara. Kapara is an effect. Isn't it a difference?
No, it's the true. That's the whole thing. Makos is vade kapara, right? It says if he defecates,
that's its effect.
Yes, but if he doesn't do teshuva, he still gets
vade kapara. Hey, that's brought down all over the place.
Again, every onesh affects a kapara. Hashem doesn't stop punish.
Right.
But it's an onesh. It's primarily an onesh.
No, but it's not you did something. I'm going to hit you. Excuse me. That was
you should never have
punished. That was there's my mouth. Right, what was the passion?
You should have a meat and mouth because you shouldn't say come with me.
Right, right. Malchus is kapara.
Malchus
is kapara.
Primarily an onesh. Right. That's what I'm saying. Right. Its effect might be a kapara.